Hey, here we are again, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tuesday today. Look, I have long sleeves on.
Yeah.
It's cold in Florida. Oh my God, the microphone fainted.
Yeah, it's in the way.
I don't know what the hell happened with that.
Oh man.
You all right?
Yeah, my nose is raw. All this cold weather getting me when I'm asleep. Waking up, it feels like my nose is just like got sandpaper in it.
Meanwhile, people in like the northern half of the country are being like, man, quit your whining.
I know. All it takes is like 50 or 60 degree weather and it just feels dry as
shit. Yeah, I think it's like, when I went out for my walk this morning at 7, it was 41, it said on my phone. And I think it's 56 now. Like, I think that's what my laptop just said before I started it.
We're so used to, like, very intense 100% humidity that when it gets cold and starts drying out, like, all our fucking skin fucking starts cracking everywhere. Well, mucous membranes start
fucking skin cracks anyway. That's why I have lotion in literally, like, every room that I go in. Like, a big, huge thing of lotion. Because I'm always having to, like, fucking do it once. That and my lips and my hands all the time.
We've evolved into frogs. We're like amphibians now.
Pretty much. Yeah. Although I will say that every time it's, like, it's cold outside. Like, when I went outside this morning, I was like, yay! Because it was only 41. And I was like, yay, I'm cold. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It makes me a lot more energetic. You know what I mean? Because it being hot and humid here all the time, it just, like, kind of wears me out and makes me tired. But see, when it's cold, I, like, actually feel like going outside doing stuff.
Yeah, Michael's saying that I had to leave because I didn't want to listen to myself.
I could see that happening.
Yeah, like, fuck it, I don't want to hear myself
at all. Well, you do that all the time. You're just kind of like, fuck it, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
When you don't want to talk anymore.
Yeah, I'm sick of this. And then, like, I get sick of my own show.
Sick of this show. He's sick of his own show.
No wonder we're losing subscribers.
No, we're not.
I know, I'm just talking.
Like I said, I think this morning we were at 10,087, so we're almost to 10,100. Yeah, so 10, it's like, it's kind of picking up. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So, you want to start talking about this movie? Because I'm
this movie was a good movie.
I'm so excited about this movie.
This is a fake giallo movie.
I did not know that I needed this movie in my life. Until I saw this movie.
As soon as I started watching this movie, as soon as it started to fucking do its thing, it's kind of taking me back to as a kid, you know, watching Cinemax and HBO when they had giallo movies on a lot, you know what I mean? And fucking all the fucking giallo fucking gags, this thing did it. And you're like, yep, that's it, that's it. It's like the pinnacle, all the giallo movies that you remember all just in one movie. And it didn't make sense, the movie didn't really make sense. It kind of made sense, but...
Sort of, but not really. Yeah, so this movie, it's crazy because this came out way back in 2014. And for some reason, I didn't hear of it back then. Even though a couple years ago, I was looking for, you know, to see if, like, people had made modern giallos. Because I know some people did. Like, Barbarian Sound Studio is probably the best known one, which came out a couple years back. But that's, like... That's more a serious movie that is set during that time. Like, it's set in the 70s, like, in the Italian film industry, and it's done in that style. This is more a parody, but it's not a parody in the same way that, like, Scary Movie is a parody of Scream. It's, like, a parody and an homage and also a giallo in its own right, but it's making fun of it, but not... It's, like, really hard to explain.
It's just a recreation of giallo movies. I mean, this is a mostly American cast, as far as I know, isn't it?
They're Canadians.
Canadians? Okay. Yeah, they're Canadians. They're all dubbed like they're speaking Italian. It's fucking funny. And then, like, it tries to be as
it's
Italian.
It's so good! It's so good!
It tries to be as Italian 70s as possible. They they put as many fucking nude women as that they can in it.
They have dudes, like, slapping women around.
Yeah, slapping naked women around. Naked women in the background playing patty cake. I mean, they like know you're fucking taking it to the extreme.
Like, for no reason.
Yeah, it's just...
Like, no one says anything about it. Yeah. It's just like, they'll be just like a naked woman in the back just because.
Yeah, just because, and, you know, and that...
I'm laughing again just thinking about it.
70s Italian. And they're all gorgeous, pretty much.
Oh, my God.
Which is like, that's totally Italian, too. I mean, you know, Italian women... Or women got into Italian movies just because they were beautiful.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
even
a lot
the ugly women had to be beautiful.
Even the ugly. There's another t-shirt right there. So I wish I was like writing all these down.
All right, we need to get an ugly woman back here. Yeah, yeah, you. You know, just beautiful woman,
she's
you know.
Ugly.
Yeah. Put a black eye on her. Blackout
one. Put glasses on her.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And glasses.
Ugly.
She's ugly now. Yeah, now you're ugly.
And pull her hair back in a ponytail.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god. But so yeah, so
it made sense though, because you know they were banging a wall probably.
Well, yeah.
So it's not like you're gonna fucking bring an ugly woman onto the set. They're just another good looking.
Well, yeah, everybody's like, well, we don't want to look at a bunch of dogs around here. The fuck you think this is?
This is Italy, man. This shit's gotta be sexist, man. It's gotta be
sexist. Well, and I like that
they
really,
what do you think we're paying these women for?
I know. They really fucking nailed that with this too. This movie, I'm not sure, like, if you don't know anything about giallo movies, like, if you've never seen a giallo movie, I don't know if you'll find it funny. Like, you'll just be like, what the fuck did I just watch?
Right, yeah.
But somebody that's really into Italian horror, really into, you know, and they make, like, a whole bunch of, like, little Easter eggs, like, particularly, like, Lucio Fulci, Dario Argento, Mario Bava, they make, like, all kind of, like, little wink nods to it, but not in a real obnoxious way. So if you're really, really into giallo movies, I was delighted by this fucking movie. It is just, so it came out, like I said, back in 2014. I'm surprised I hadn't heard of it up until now, because what the fuck, universe? Like, why isn't everybody, like, that's into giallo movies telling me about this movie? Why?
I'm not even, like, totally in love with giallo movies, but I like this one because it takes the craziest shit about giallo movies and just keeps showing it to you. You're like, yeah.
Here's one thing. We were kind of drunk. We weren't drunk when we were watching this, but we were, like, you know, having a cocktail or whatever.
I started laughing.
And when it came on, like, because I was like, oh, it's a giallo parody. I was like, I gotta see that.
Yeah.
So Tom said before it even started, he's like, this better not make a goddamn bit of sense.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
It kind of does.
But giallo movies kind of make sense too.
Yeah. They just kind of, they force them to make sense. You could tell they're telling this tale as they go.
Yeah.
And then sometimes some of those giallo movies seem like it might be two movies that they forced into one. And then they kind of like...
Which they kind of did with this one too. Yeah,
and then they kind of like arrange it to make a story. But when it's over, you're like, is that what they really intended from the beginning? Because that's not a really cohesive story. It's just a story they pulled out of their ass. But that's the way it always seemed to me.
I think they just kind of make them up as they go along. Or yeah. like I mentioned before, I think that it's more a case of we have like X amount of like cool looking scenes or cool looking gore gags that we want to do. We just need something to like kind of string them together so it sort of seems like it's a narrative.
They were doing Lucio Fulci stuff, you know what I mean? Homages were like the knife coming down and almost hitting the girl's eye. Yeah. You weren't sure if it's going to hit or not.
My favorite Lucio Fulci homage in this was, one, the tarantulas attacking the person randomly in the library, which I thought was very funny.
That's like some shit they would
also
do,
one of the women that gets attacked but she doesn't get killed, and then she gets hysterical blindness and her eyes go white, and then in the next scene she suddenly inexplicably has a German Shepherd just like Emily in the Beyond, and I was like, oh my god, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
And didn't he somehow he was making a film or he was looking at film and then got attacked by a tarantula, and later on he researches tarantulas in film?
Something like that.
To help him find a fucking clue to some case he was doing. And it was like, yeah, that's like some fucking crazy shit the Italians would do back in the 70s.
It's just, oh my god, it's so
he
funny.
He's looking for some film, sees a spider get on the film. Didn't it burn up?
Yeah, I think, wait.
The film now got destroyed.
The film got burned.
Somehow it clicked into his mind that researching the terms spiders in film will find... It only makes sense in Italy, in Italian
film.
Well,
yeah, like I said, basically what the plot of this movie is, and if you go to the Wikipedia page and read the plot, you'll just be like...
You're like, what?
What? But yeah, so it's set up like a giallo in the sense that there's a bunch of murders going on, like somebody's, like all these people around this, you know, film studio are getting murdered, and the main suspect is the editor, whose name is Ray, I think Ray Ciso or something like that. I thought it was funny because the character's name of the editor in the movie was the name of the real editor of this movie. So, like, because I saw it in the credits and I'm like, oh, I see what you did there, maybe. But, so he, apparently, he was like some big deal, like, editor back in the day, like, but he was working on a project for this, like, really, like, you know, fancy Italian director who was making the world's longest movie.
Yeah.
And I guess he like went crazy and didn't he like killed his assistant and then he got his fingers cut off.
Yeah, that's right.
And then he was in
the paper cutter.
In the he cut his own fingers off like in the film cutter, the paper cutter. And then, like, he was institutionalized. And so now he has, like, a wooden... He has wooden fingers. Like, it's this kind of thing that, like, saps over his hand. I was like, oh, that's very Giallo-esque. Like, somebody having, like, some weird kind of... you know, some... Not necessarily, like, a weird... Yeah, like, a weird kind of prosthetic. Or some weird kind of something. Like, some kind of... deformity or something like that. Yeah. And it's weird too, because it almost, at the end of it, it almost goes into like a Lovecraftian kind of direction.
I don't remember that.
Which but... some Giallo movies did. Like some of them had kind of supernatural shit about them. But not usually, but some of them did have supernatural aspects. This one basically goes into like a dimensional rift type of thing, like toward the end.
Yeah.
But
I guess I don't remember much.
It did. Yeah.
It started to get kind of twisted. I mean, it just had fucking funny Italian tropes, man. Like dude is trying to be cool as shit, watching a screening of his own movie. And this hot actress is trying to like make out with him and she's damn half nude and everything. And he's like, no, you're ruining the movie. And he's watching himself in an action. He's watching himself in an Italian action flick.
Yeah.
That was a fucking weird scene. And he's just running around shooting in random places. And you just got to see it. It's just, there's just something about it.
Like I said, I mean. He's like
throwing the woman off him. Get off me. You know, that kind of shit, you know. It's just.
And like I said, they shot it. It's exactly, yeah,
Like what you would
see. It's exactly right.
And they're all dubbed.
Yeah. And it's like, even though, like I said, this is Canadian. Like I looked it up. I'm like, okay, like I need to like find out who the fuck made this movie because that's fucking hilarious. So it's this Canadian filmmaking collective. They're from Manitoba, for Christ's sake, which like a lot of Canadian filmmakers are not from there, but Manitoba. So they've made a couple other movies previously. They made they do like kind of homemade like indie movies. They made one called Father's Day. They made one called Manborg, which I think was put out by Troma, of all things, which I haven't seen. But apparently the two guys that wrote and directed this, whose names are Adam Brooks and Matthew Kennedy, they were super, super into Giallo movies because they fucking nailed it. I mean, we were just... I was dying with laughter like watching this movie. Although like I said, if you are not really into Italian horror, you probably, I don't know, you might still think it's funny.
Yeah, you would.
I would think you would think it's funny, but you will find it much, much funnier.
It would just seem like a weird it would just seem like a weird 70s, like a throwback or a copy of a weird 70s movie.
Yeah.
But it's 70s Italian, which if you haven't seen a 70s Italian, you might miss some of the jokes, but I don't think it would matter.
I mean, everybody's got terrible afros and like terrible mustaches.
Terrible clothes.
And terrible clothes.
Yeah.
Everybody, like every single woman has to like, has her tits out for no reason.
Yeah, there's one, she goes, excuse me.
There's one scene where she just like walks in and her one tit is hanging out and they're like, hey, your tit's hanging out. Oh my goodness, I didn't notice. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like all kind of shit like that.
That's the way Italian movies were and everything's just sexist.
And they all get slapped around.
Yeah,
and like,
then the women fight back and it's just...
It's just, it's so, so funny.
Yeah, that's it.
And it's got like,
conversations.
Udo Kier is in it too, I have to say.
Conversations that don't need to be in the movie, they're not there for any reason.
Yeah.
Because that's what they did.
It's just, I mean, I was talking about it actually makes me want to watch it again.
And if I remember correctly, weren't there like weird things like circular reasoning inside the arguments between two people where it wasn't resolved, but it kind of was, or...
Pretty much.
It was just shit about it. It's just the dialogue like, is the dialogue in certain places is like dubbed and poorly written and delivered in a 1970s style. And you're like, well, okay. Yeah. That's the way a 70s movie was.
Yeah.
That's how I remembered at least some of it.
And like I said, I mean,
it's going by pretty fast when you're seeing it. It's hard. It was hard for you to remember everything.
Because it was just, it was so stuffed with tropes and it was so stuffed with homages to other movies. Like I said, not in a real like overt, like obnoxious kind of way. Like if you were just watching it and you had never seen those movies, you wouldn't really like see, like you wouldn't be like, oh, what the fuck is the importance of that? But the fact that they put it in there to somebody that's seen a bunch of them like me, and I was just kind of like, ah, I saw what you did there. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, but it has like charms beyond that, beyond being able to just like you know, be like, oh, that's a Bird with a Crystal Plumage reference. That's, yeah. you know, that's House by the Cemetery reference. That's some other kind of shit there. So, you know, that said, okay, so if you're really into Italian horror, if you're really into giallo movies, then you really, really have to see this. And I don't understand, like, why I never saw this. Like, it came out, like, 6 years ago. And like I said, specifically, I really, really like even modern movies that are done in that style. There's not a lot. Even The Love Witch, which was on Shudder. This is on Shudder as well. They just added it. The Love Witch is actually, it's not, I wouldn't call that a giallo movie, but that's, the look of it kind of looks like a giallo movie because she was trying to make a movie that looked like those old, like, Technicolor movies from the 60s. That was kind of more like a supernatural, like a witchy, culty type of movie, but it had some giallo kind of aspects to it, like just in how it looked. Even though that was supposed to be set in the modern day, but then it was like really anachronistic. Like she had like really old cars and like old phones and stuff like that, but everybody else had modern shit.
Somebody says it's on Tubi also.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And somebody said, yeah, Love Witch is on, it's also on Amazon Prime. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure I saw it on Shudder, but I don't know if it's still there anymore. But this, they just added it. Because like I said, the other day, they just added like a shit ton of actual giallo movies. They put like 7 or 8 like Mario Bava movies. They put fucking Case of the Bloody Iris. They put like a whole bunch of kind of like lesser known ones, which I thought was really cool. So the fact that they put this one up there, I was like, man, I got to see this shit. And it's just like,
it was good.
Like I said, I want to watch it again. It was just, yeah. I found it like really, really funny. But like I said, if you don't know anything about giallo movies or care about Italian horror or anything, it's probably, you might still find it funny, but you wouldn't get a lot of it. And I think it's like much, much funnier. Like it's a much richer experience if you do like know that. And like I said, don't pay attention to the plot. Don't pay attention to it because it deliberately is super, super convoluted and doesn't make it that all that much sense. But they did like really good gore effects. It's like just it's just so, so funny. It's like they really fucking nailed the shit. And yeah, so I really, really recommend that one. I think they added a new movie on Shudder, a French one maybe. So I don't know if we're going to be reviewing that, or maybe if we can't find another one, we'll probably be reviewing that one tomorrow.
Like, but a Haitian zombie movie.
Yeah, I think it's like a Haitian zombie movie. We'll see if that's any good. I'll watch the first few minutes. Because it's only got, they must have only just put it up because it only has like 3 skull reviews.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, I guess we'll wrap this up for the day. So we'll be back again tomorrow talking about another movie. So as always, thanks everybody for dropping by. Have a good rest of your day. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Bye.